No more, he whispered. No more. At 20 years old, he'd had enough. Enough pain, enough heartbreak. She had traveled 1,000 miles to find him, and now he was once again her prisoner. He stared at the prescription bottles in his hands. There were enough pain pills and tranquilizers to send him on a permanent vacation, as long as she didn't discover what he'd done before the train left the station. He stared down at his broken leg. He and Steffi had been hiking one of the steep hills in Brimstone when his foot caught on an exposed root, sending him down the incline in a shower of rocks and dirt. His own body had betrayed him, and when she came, he knew he was finished. He'd been looking over his shoulder since he'd left home, and he was tired. He would never be free. The cast ran from his knee to his ankle, and he'd wanted crutches, but she'd insisted he use his stepfather's old wheelchair because it was a compound fracture. Half an hour ago, she tried to force him into bed, saying she knew best, but he refused, claiming he wanted to look out the window. Fuck you, mother. Now he turned and peered at the bedroom's open doorway. She'd had the door removed the minute she'd dragged him home, saying it was for his own safety and that she needed to keep an eye on him. His privacy was gone. Again. No freedom. No say in his own life. He thought of Steffi. Her long auburn hair and deep green eyes. Hot tears burned, and he wiped them away. Mother had unplugged all the phones, but even if she hadn't, he wouldn't try to call Steffi. He was humiliated, resigned. Steffi deserved better than a life with a broken man and his overpowering mother. This isn't the way I planned it. I'm so sorry, Steffi. He stared at a bottle of vodka on his bedside table. Grey Goose, nothing but the best. The alcohol was one of the reasons he'd left in the first place. He knew he had to quit, and he had for nearly 2 years. But there it was. She'd brought it to him, saying it would help his pain. This time she may be right. He shook a handful of pills onto his palm, grabbed the vodka from the table, and swallowed them. The burn satisfied. Motionless, he waited and waited, but nothing happened. He didn't even feel sick, but he knew he'd taken enough to do the job, more than enough. At last, he felt the first buzz of the drugs and rolled himself into the closet. He pulled the door closed behind him, and as drowsiness began its dance, he fashioned his leather belt into a noose. Where the pills might fail him, the noose would not. She would find his body before long, but he didn't care. His soul would be free. All that mattered now was that she couldn't follow him.